Yeah, I'm very happy with Ballymore class. He's been in some very big atmospheres very quickly in his career, and for him to go in there and keep level again is, you know, testament to how good he is. And the test didn't quite come off to plan. There were a few mistakes crept in, but at the same time, if you're doing mistakes and still coming out 100 marks off the lead, then for me that shows how much he's progressing all the while.
He looked really good in his brain and really rideable in there. Tomorrow is another day, and how do you think he'll cope with the slightly new course tomorrow?
Yeah, obviously I don't really know. In terms of stamina wise, it looks like it's going to be unbelievably testing to me. But he came here last year as a novice, naive, and pricked his ears and opened his stride and galloped to the end. And if he does anything like as good a performance as he did last year, then we'd be over the moon with him.
And did you choose particularly to ride him third out of the three rides that you've got?
Look, it's just the way the draw happened to a certain extent, but at the same time, you know, it makes it easier to make these things happen when you've got five horses entered. But I've no complaints with any of the draw. I think I've got them in a perfectly good order, and, you know, hopefully I'll give them my best and they'll give me their best, and we'll see where we end up.
Hope you have three great rides tomorrow. Thank you very much.